Our guest at the cafe this morning is Lonnie Plunkett with Little Angels of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tonight's a big night for you,
Lonnie. It is. We're so excited about Christmas in July at Muggs.
Christmas in July, and it starts at 6 p.m. at Muggs in downtown Commerce, and it won't be quite as hot today as it has been, but this will help us to think cool thoughts anyway, Christmas in July. And the point of it is to help Santa Claus, right?
It is. Commerce Little Angels helps local children. We're best known for our Christmas program, where we give almost 300 presents per year. Not presents, children.
300 children.
Yeah, way more presents.
Yeah, sure.
But we also serve in other ways in the community. We help donate to the Children's Museum, the FACE program at the school district.
Uh-huh.
Any local organization that works with children, we're there to support.
I wanted to come back to that, and I will come back to that, to the fact that you all are involved in some other things. But for Christmas in July, and this is not the first year you've done this, right? You've done it several years.
Yeah, this is our third annual Christmas in July for Little Angels at Muggs.
Third year for the Christmas in July. And obviously, it's not a complicated thing. You want people to bring toys tonight to Muggs.
Yes, we do. It's a free event, so you can come if you don't have a toy, but if you bring a toy for our program, your name is put into our gift card giveaway. And we give away a gift card every 15 minutes to local businesses around town. So it's
great. Yeah. How many businesses do you have participating in that?
Seven right now.
Is that right? Do you think of them offhand?
Uh-huh. Commerce Hardware donated gift cards, Commerce Nails, Sweet Treats at the Farmer's Market. So we have others as well. So,
Good. So are there particular kinds of toys that you're looking for, the ages of children that you're hoping to help Santa Claus with, and so on?
Mm-hmm. We serve all age children from birth to high school. So high school is a place where we don't get many gifts sometimes. So they like bedding, sheets, jewelry for the girls, and Nike socks for the boys. So thinking of high school students would help us.
We're talking with Lonnie Plunkett, and Lonnie's with Little Angels of Commerce, and the big Christmas in July event is tonight at Muggs in downtown Commerce. So what's in demand? What is maybe for younger kids, and are there some particular toys that you know that they're going to want? And of course, it changes from year to year somewhat, doesn't it?
Yes, but electronics toys are always big. So okay. Tablets, we give away a lot of tablets. So any electronic toy would be very helpful. The boys like skateboards and authentic basketballs and
Official basketball.
Official basketballs,
So sports things
yes.
are good. Do you suggest a price range, or does that matter?
It doesn't matter to us. We try to give each kid at least $60 worth of toys. So the Masonic Lodge downtown is great. November, they let us take over their lodge. We turn it into Santa's workshop. And then we work filling the requests that we receive from the kids in town.
Tell me a little bit more about Little Angels. And you suggested there, or told me a couple minutes ago, that you all do some things other than the Christmas-oriented stuff.
We raise money all year long to support all the children's groups in Commerce. We have pancake breakfast at the Boat Ark Bash. We run the Bash Bug. We have a huge fish fry during the summer. And then this Christmas in July event is a big draw, too, to help us, support the programs that we want to support.
What's the Bash Bug?
The Bash Bug is a little ride that you can, metal tins turn into a little train.
Like a train.
Yeah, like a train.
Okay. And kids love riding on that at Boat Ark Bash. And wasn't that at the 4th of July event here not too long ago?
Yes.
So Muggs is going, it's Christmas in July, and it's going to be Christmas in July there in Muggs tonight, right?
It is. You can come and decorate cookies, and our theme is burlap and blue bonnets. So we're having a Texas Christmas. You can make a beaded blue bonnet ornament to take home. We're going to build snowmen out of Play-Doh. And we're going to have a special visit from Mr. and Mrs. C. Courtney and Stephen Clayton, who are going to sing Christmas songs with the kids and read Christmas stories as well.
So this will be a fun event for little kids.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And their parents as well.
And the parents, yeah. Obviously. But
Those gift cards are, yeah, worth coming for.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's the gift cards. If you bring a toy, you've got a chance to win some gift cards. And we've already touched on that. So you all will start up again in the fall. Then after this, you kind of, I guess, be quiet for a while. Then we'll be hearing about you more so again come November, probably.
Yes, for sure. You'll see us at Black Friday sale on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We all wear our T-shirts and we head to Walmart and we spend about $7,000 to $10,000 that night alone shopping. Gosh. For Christmas. So you'll see us then.
Fantastic. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's Christmas in July tonight, 6 p.m. at Mugs, and Lonnie Plunkett will be there, and a lot of other little angel folks will be there.
And on the side, at Los Mochis has offered that night from 5 to 9 p.m. to donate 10% of all their sales to Little Angels.
Oh, so fantastic.
People need to come out, go to Los Mochis for dinner, stop by the Mugs. We're going to serve pecan pie and Mugs coffee.
Say no more.
Yes. So
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a great deal. All right. So big evening tonight, Downtown Commerce. Lonnie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Lonnie Plunkett with Little Angels. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.